The post-match interview.
Down into the rooms, fifth quarter, Signature Homes and City to serve Solar. Sampsy is with Tim Membry.
I am. It is a team game and it was a team effort today. Multiple goal scorers, including the man beside me, 4-1. I know you'll say it was a mighty team effort, but your performance today definitely stood out.
I said before that the midfielders battled it out inside there with Melbourne. Obviously a quality team on the inside. We knew we'll be able to match them there, and then hopefully we could get the spread going on the outside and get some good looks going forward.
It was a great fight in that first quarter, and then you guys just found another gear. What was it at quarter time to really get you guys going?
It was just a bit more about, our system has stood up in tight games this year, and we've been in arm wrestles at times, so we just spoke about everything's, going okay. Let's not go away from it. No one has to do anything too dramatic to get it going, and that's what the boys are able to do. And, they, to their credit, they stuck to it, and it broke open for us.
Tim, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Tom King, Darren Berry and Tim McGrath up in the K-Rock box. You like playing the Demons? I think you kicked 4 against them last time. Are you one of those players that just seems to go, gee, I like this playing against this mob?
Not really. I don't know what it is, to be honest. It might just be the matchups at times, but I'll tell you what, there's nothing better than getting out on the MCG at 4:30 on a Saturday arvo. I do like that time slot.
It felt like summer, didn't it, when you ran out?
Yeah, it was. I said to Gears before we got out there, a bit of a heat wave jogging out onto the ground, and it hasn't cooled down, so that's all right.
What sort of intel did Dean Kent give the group this week?
He gave us some pretty shocking mail. He told us that Jordan Lewis wouldn't get up, but he got named, so we reckon the boys might have stitched him up there. But Kenty's been really good for us. Adds a bit of grunt and a bit of smarts in our forward line, and he played really well today.
Yeah, he kicked 3 today as well. Tim, it's Darren Berry upstairs. I'm pretty excited with my St Kilda hat on, I must admit, mate. Top of the table tonight. We'll keep a lid on it. But it's as good as I've seen St Kilda's ball movement for a long time. Clearly, it's been a real focus. And I thought we switched play a lot today, Tim, and caught Melbourne out on the fat side.
That was something that we spoke about as well. Obviously we've had Brett Radden come into the team, and he's had some great value to us. And, he spoke about we can shift the defence of the Melbourne team, look to go through the 45s and penetrate that open side that we could get to good looks.
The other good thing, Tim, and again, as a St Kilda supporter, it was the doomsday coming into the season. Oh, Hanbury's not right, Carlisle's gone down, no Paddy McCartan. But the avenues to goal with yourself and Brucey, but Kent's got 3. Long provides a bit of spark up there and a bit of pace. And then when you've got Loney and Billings, or probably Parker, there's some real avenues to goal. And there seems to be, Tim, a real belief of that group.
Yeah, definitely. I think I've spoken about it before, but it's just our system. If another soldier goes down and one steps up and plays his role, Callum Wilkie's came into the side down back and he's looked as if he's played 150 AFL games. Just a very mature head down there. Like you said, it's great to have multiple goal scorers.
4 goals this afternoon for Tim Membry on K-Rock Football. Here's Tim McGrath.
Tim, congratulations on your game today. It was fantastic. Now, when you're involved in footy and you're teaching juniors how to mark the ball, the jump off 2 feet isn't the ideal scenario, but you are absolutely brilliant at it.
He's the master.
Goes against all the rules of footy. Did you have a basketball background as a kid?
I played a little bit of basketball, but I don't know what it is. I tend to just find myself sitting under the ball for a long period of time, and then I don't have any momentum, so I've got to try and jump off 2 feet. It's probably not the ideal way, because you probably get a few knees in the back from time to time, but that's something that I'll keep trying to add to my game, is that run and jump.
Obviously, to be able to do that, you've got a good vertical leap, but to be able to hold yourself in midair as a key forward and be able to mark the ball, your core strength must be very good.
I guess it's not too bad. It's something that, all AFL teams these days, they spend a lot of time in the gym on their core strength, and, it's something that I guess over the summer that we do flat out, and I guess that's something that I've got.
My mail is that Tim likes the strong room too down at Moorabbin. Now they're back there. He gets the guns out a little bit.
Fair enough too. Now, I was impressed today. He was obviously up against it against Max Gorn and big Proust. But young Rowan Marshall really competed hard, got in some really good spots. And even that last mark you took down inside forward 50. He was just in between Gorn and Bruce, just competing. There's a lot to like about the young kid.
Oh, yeah, he's just a super competitor. He's I don't know, 200 centimetres, but just his ground level stuff. He's got great skills, very clean over the footy. But, yeah, like you said, he's another one that hasn't played a hell of a lot of AFL footy, but you know, the more games we get going into row, he's going to be a superstar for us.
Tim, final one from us up here. Appreciate your time. Josh Battle's an interesting one for me, watching the kid grow up and through Halebury College. I'm pretty sure he spent most of the time forward, but he's developing nicely just as another, with Carlisle out, obviously, as a defender. So that's been a bit of a transition.
Yeah, that's something that we've spoken about with our system, you know. He's had to go back. You know, he's worked very hard on his craft down there alongside Geary, and also, you know, Jakey Carlisle spending a lot of time in the club helping further develop him. But here's another one. If something happens, you know, we tend to look at Joshy to go the Mr. Fix-It. So he's a great size, again, great skills. And, you know, he's another one that played really well today.
Tim, the Saints are travelling beautifully. I'm sure you're well aware of it because I'm having a look. Adelaide, GWS, West Coast, Collingwood. It's a pretty big month ahead. I mean, no game's easy at this level. But the next month is going to be, well, it's going to really tell Saints fans where the club sits.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's done the runner?
No, he's gone. Tim's had to go. Stampsy, good job down there. I think Tim had to depart us. He's gone. Fifth quarter for Sydney Stampsy's Jones.
Stampsy's flicked us as well.
Sydney
I think because I said last one, he took that and he just did the runner.
The post-match interview.